This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, we will get started. Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. So nice to see people here in the room, and welcome to the people who are in cyberspace somewhere, but all over the world. We know there are several hundred people who are also joining us, although they're not here in this room, in our lovely Hammer Auditorium with the pink seats, in case you've never been here. So we're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. Mindfulness, one of the aspects of mindfulness that's really important, and you can see in the scientific literature, is the way that it impacts our attention. So attention really matters, and many of us, some of us think of ourselves of being easily able to pay attention, and some of us maybe we identify more, or we've been diagnosed with ADHD, for instance, attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity disorder. Mindfulness builds attention. The most of our life, we're told when we were children, pay attention. Pay attention, right? When you're in school, pay attention. When you were if you're a parent, pay attention, pay attention. But no one really tells you how to pay attention. And the interesting thing about mindfulness is it is actually the answer to that question, how to pay attention. It's not about having an attention that never wavers. I think that's where people sometimes get tripped up with mindfulness, because they think, I got to keep my attention on my breathing, keep it there. Oh no, there's something wrong with me. It won't stay there. It's normal that your attention wanders. We have wandering minds. We have minds that are wired to search for threats. We have so many distractions. We live in the 21st century with endless distractions. So of course our minds tend not to be so focused. But what we can learn with mindfulness is what to do when you lose your attention, when you get distracted. It's the coming back that builds up that capacity to have stronger attention. So for instance, there was research done, this was a while back, but they were looking at how it impacted test taking in young adults who were studying for the GREs, which is the graduate record examination, right? So they found that if they went through a mindfulness protocol and they learned how to pay attention, when they were reading something that was boring and their attention would wander off, they would bring it back, just like we're going to do today. We're going to keep bringing our attention back. And then they did better on the reading portion of the GREs because they learned what to do when they got distracted. And so when we've done studies with adolescents and adults who have ADHD, we teach them how to pay attention, and then they build the skill. And it's kind of like a muscle. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. So mindfulness is not only about attention. That's a very important aspect of it. It's also about self-awareness. It's also about learning to work with difficult emotions and have more equanimity and balance. It's also about the cultivation of kindness. But today we're going to focus on attention and building our attention. And you'll see, I'll give you a couple of little tools that you can play with to see if it improves your attention in meditation. And when you build your attention in meditation, that helps you out in real life or not that this is not real life, it's just a different aspect of life. Okay, so I invite you to get comfortable and settle back in your chair or cushion. If you're listening at home, you might be on a couch, bed, floor, but finding a posture. And the invitation is generally to be as upright as possible, and I know not everyone can do that, and so find what works for you. Feet on the floor for those of us in this room, hands resting wherever they're comfortable, and your eyes can be closed, and some people actually prefer to meditate with their eyes open. So you want to find what works for you. Closing your eyes might help you to feel like you really can go deeply into your own experience. For another person, it might feel like it puts you to sleep. So you can play with that. And let's begin by taking a few deep, slow, long breaths. And with each breath, allowing yourself to come more fully into this present moment. And just notice how your body is feeling, what's obvious to you, and if it's helpful to wiggle your head or shoulders a little bit just to release some tension, you can do that just very gently. And notice what are obvious sensations to you. You might feel the ground, the touch of the ground on your feet. There's hardness, pressure, touch. You might notice tingling, vibration. You might notice your legs where they meet the chair. Your back as it touches the back of the chair or couch. Notice your stomach, and if it's tense or tight, see if you can allow it to soften a little. Might take a deeper breath in your stomach area. Let your hands be soft. Let your face and facial muscles soften. And just allow yourself for this brief moment to rest. You're present here. There's the weight of the day. But you're just here right now for you. And so we can notice our body is breathing. Just tune your attention into your breath. You can feel your abdomen rising and falling. Or your chest expanding and contracting. Rising, falling. Or the air moving through your nose, tingling, coolness, heat. Which of these three areas seems the clearest to you, the easiest? If you know, you can let your attention rest there, noticing breath after breath. Let the breath be natural, in and out at its own rhythm. You don't need to lengthen it at this point. So we're going to be working primarily with breathing today, but there are some people for whom paying attention to the breathing just doesn't work too well. If that's the case, you can listen to the sounds as they come and go, and let the sounds be your main focus. Or you might notice the changing sensations in your hands or your feet. You can notice that. I will be emphasizing the breath, so do your best to make sense of what I'm explaining if you're not using your breath. So as you focus on your breath, rising, falling, in, out, one way to build concentration or focus or keep your attention focused is to use a soft word to kind of tether your mind to the experience. So as you feel the rising of your stomach or the rising of your chest, you can just say softly in your mind, rising. And as you feel it falling, you can say falling. With the in and out breath, you can say in, out. If you're listening, you could say listening, hearing. If you're feeling sensations, you could just say feeling or touching, just to keep you present if it helps in this way. You want the word to be really quiet in your mind. Almost like a whisper. Rising, falling, rising, falling. As you're doing this, if it seems helpful, keep going with it. If it seems like it's hard or annoying or clutters your mind, don't do it. Just stay with the feeling of the experience. In whatever way you do it, when your attention wanders, I often remind you to say a soft word at that point, like thinking or wandering. And then come back to the rising, falling, or in, out, or other focus. So let's see what happens as we build attention, develop focus using this labeling, and then I'm going to give you another tool in a little while. Play with this and see what happens. If you want to keep playing with that, feel free to do that. There's another tool that can build concentration, focus, and attention, and that's counting the breath. So as you have one rising, falling, or in, out, you can just say one, and then rising, falling, or in, out, two. And you would also say these numbers quietly in your mind. My recommendation is to go up to 10. When you get to 10, start all over with one. Then you don't get lost in many, many numbers. And you could combine the two practices by saying rising, falling, one. Rising, falling, two. And notice what happens as you do it. Do you feel a little bit more able to stay connected to your breathing? Remember, you're feeling your breath. You're not thinking about your breath or imagining your breath. You're feeling the breath. And the word is just a method to keep you focused. And some people will find that counting's really helpful. Some people will find it's not helpful. Feels like it's cluttering up your mind. So play with it and see what happens now. Are you able to focus more if you use these numbers? And always know that if you don't want to do this, feel free to just go back to paying attention. Attention wanders away, you come back. Oh, and with the numbers, if your attention wanders away, just start back up at one. building concentration and focus is helpful in our lives. So as we meditate and the concentration grows, it can help in our lives. It also builds clarity in your mind during the meditation. The more stable and focused our mind is, the more we can see clearly. So having just meditated with some building of focus and attention, I'll just complete the meditation by sending kindness out into the world. And think of someone that you love, someone you care about, someone when you think of them, you get happy. Could be an animal, doesn't have to be human. And as you think of them, maybe there's a feeling of warmth, kindness in your body, heart, mind. Let's just imagine this kindness goes from here inside you, wherever you are, and begins to spread out in all sorts of directions. You might have an image of warmth in your heart or color or whatever it is. Just imagine the kindness, the feeling, the sense of kindness going to the front of you, to the back of you, to the left, to the right, above and below. That feeling you felt for someone you love, just reaching out in this world, going out in all directions, wishing that people have ease, peace, well-being, that they can all have clarity, they can focus, that they can be well. So sending the kindness out, expanding and expanding. And come back to yourself and notice how you're doing, what's happening inside you. I like to say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too. With awareness and with kindness. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So thank you for your practice today. It's so good to practice with a lot of people. And people, it's kind of cool to think, right? There are people, all of you, all over the world that are here with us in this moment. So building concentration helps your meditation, helps life. That's kind of the basic premise of this. So keep going with it. Our center, the Mindful Awareness Research Center, offers classes, programs, events, and if you want to learn more about mindfulness, there's a flyer on the right when you exit. If you're listening remotely, you can go to our website, uclahealth.org/mark, and there's also our app, the UCLA Mindful app. We have hundreds and hundreds of meditations, most of them from here on our app, as well as basic meditations in 17 different languages. So if you want to learn mindfulness in Armenian or something, go for it. You can do that. And I will be out in the hallway in a few minutes if you have any questions or want to say hello. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to mark.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.